Welcome to the deep dive. So you know how it is. You've got jobs open, need good people.
Right.
But actually getting those openings seen by the right people, that can be, well, a real challenge.
Ah, definitely.
It's more than just posting, isn't it? It's about getting quality applications back without, you know, sinking tons of time and energy into it.
Absolutely. It often feels like you're just sort of throwing things out there and hoping for the best.
Exactly.
So today we're digging into a potential answer to that, coming from a company called Distribute.io.
Distribute.io, okay.
Yeah, they're really focused on making that whole job distribution process smoother. Our sources today are basically their website, looking at their network job service, and some of their recent news updates.
Okay, got it. So the mission for this deep dive is really to unpack how they're using tech to try and fix this job posting headache.
Mm-hmm.
We want to figure out if it can actually, you know, boost your reach to the good candidates, the ones you really want, and maybe save some time, some resources along the way.
Sounds good.
So let's start with the basics. Why is advertising jobs so, well, painful sometimes in the traditional way?
Well, I think a big part of it is just it's inefficient, really inefficient.
Yeah, wow.
Like, imagine you've got, say, 5 open roles, the old way. You're logging into job board A, filling everything out, then job board B, doing it all again.
Ugh, yeah. Tedious.
Incredibly time consuming, and you're always kind of second guessing, like, did I post everywhere I should have? Am I missing a key spot where my perfect candidate might be looking?
Exactly. It feels like guesswork. You hit the big ones, maybe, but what about those niche sites? The ones specific to certain industries.
Precisely. You could be missing out on a fantastic talent pool just because you didn't know that specific site existed,
yeah,
or you just didn't have the hours to post there too.
Okay, so that sets the stage. And that's where Distribute.io and specifically this network jobs thing comes in.
That's what they propose.
Yeah.
So according to their site, this network jobs feature is actually part of their standard monthly fee. Think of it like a command center, basically. It connects you out to a really wide network. They mention over 75 job aggregators.
75? Wow. And just quickly, job aggregators are?
Oh, right. Yeah, they're like search engines, but specifically for jobs. They pull in listings from all over company career pages, other job boards into one big searchable database.
Gotcha. So instead of me uploading my job description like 50 times.
Right.
I do it once through Distribute.io.
Mm-hmm.
Then what? How does it get out to this network?
Well, this is where their tech comes in. They call it algorithmic distribution.
Okay.
So their system takes your listing and automatically pushes it out across that big network. The goal is to drive a steady flow of qualified applicants.
Qualified being the key word there.
Definitely. The tech does the heavy lifting, getting your job seen by way more people than you probably could on your own manually.
Algorithmic distribution.
Okay. Yeah.
Let's unpack that a little. It's not just spamming it out to all 75 sites, I assume. There's got to be some smarts behind it.
That's the claim, yeah. Has to be more than just a fire hose approach. Their system is apparently designed to intelligently match your job, like the specifics of your role, with the aggregators and the candidate pools that are most likely to be relevant.
So it's trying to be targeted.
Exactly. Moving beyond just let's post it everywhere and aiming for let's post it in the right places. So you don't have to be the expert on which job board works best for, say, a data scientist versus a marketing manager.
Right. And you mentioned the types of algorithms they might be using.
Mm-hmm.
Like, how does it know the right places?
Well, that's the interesting bit. They don't fully detail, but you can speculate. Maybe it's looking at past performance, which aggregators delivered good candidates for similar roles before. That's like collaborative filtering.
Okay.
Or maybe it uses natural language processing to really understand the job description, the skills, the seniority, and match it to the categories those aggregators use.
So it's trying to understand the job and the platform.
That's the idea. That level of intelligence is what would separate it from just being a bulk posting tool. It needs that smart matching to really deliver on the promise of qualified candidates.
Makes sense. Okay, so let's tick through some of the benefits they highlight for network jobs.
Mm.
First up, extensive job distribution.
Mm.
We touched on this. 75 plus aggregators, big ones, niche ones.
Right. Maximum exposure, basically. Casting a really wide net.
You increase your chances just by getting more eyeballs on it.
Exactly. And hitting those niche platforms is key, like we said. Finding talent that might not be browsing the huge general sites.
Okay. Benefit 2. Algorithmic optimization.
Hmm.
We kind of just covered this, but it's worth hitting again. It's not just wide. It's smart distribution.
Yes. The system does the targeting for you, takes the guesswork out of deciding should this engineering role go on site A or site B.
Right.
It aims to figure that out based on, you know, its data or programming, leading hopefully to better quality applicants hitting your inbox.
Okay. Benefit number three, affordable and predictable pricing. They mention a clear monthly fee that includes this network jobs thing,
mm-hmm.
and options for like extra paid posts on premium sites if you want them.
Yeah, that predictable base fee is nice for budgeting. You know what you're getting for that core distribution.
Right.
And then having the option to pay extra for a big name board or maybe a super specialized one for a tough role, that adds flexibility.
Okay, next up is increased applicant volume. Seems logical. More visibility equals more applications.
It's partly numbers, yeah. But again, if the algorithm is doing its job...
It's not just more, it's more relevant applicants.
Hopefully, that's the aim. By targeting better, you filter out some noise and increase the odds of getting applications from people who actually fit the bill.
Got it. Then, time savings. This feels like a big one.
Oh, huge. For anyone in HR or hiring, the hours spent just copying and pasting job descriptions,
yeah.
That's time you could be using to actually talk to candidates, review resumes properly, strategize.
Anything but data entry, basically.
Pretty much. So automating that posting process is a major time saver.
Okay, then cost efficiency. How does that play out?
Well, the idea is the fixed monthly fee for the broad network gives you predictable spending.
Compared to paying per post on lots of different sites, maybe?
Could be. Or subscribing to multiple boards individually. This bundles that wide reach into potentially a more manageable cost, especially if you hire regularly. And the pay-per-post option for extras keeps things flexible.
Right. And the last benefit they list is analytics and insights. Crucial, I'd imagine.
Absolutely essential. You need to know what's working.
Where are my applicants actually coming from?
Exactly. Which of those 75-plus sites are driving results? Which ones are duds for your roles? That data lets you refine things, maybe double down on what works, or make smarter choices about those premium posts. Without data, you're flying blind.
Totally agree. Okay, so that's network jobs. But they also mentioned integrations, right? Connecting with other HR tools.
Yeah, they make a point of that. Integrating with major recruitment software, ATS platforms, applicant tracking systems.
So your hiring system talks directly to distribute.io.
That's the goal. Likely using APIs, you know, technical connections, so data flows smoothly.
Meaning no manual data entry for candidate info between systems.
Hopefully reducing it significantly, yeah. Saves time, cuts down on errors. It helps create a much smoother workflow from posting the job to managing the candidates who apply.
Makes sense. And they offer other things too, besides network jobs.
They do. They list services like OFCCP compliance posting. That's important for federal contractors in the U.S.
Okay.
Craigslist bulk and gig posting, which targets a different segment. And diversity and inclusion job posting, focusing on reaching diverse candidate pools.
So covering different needs and compliance issues.
Seems like it. It shows they're thinking broader than just general distribution. Oh, and they also mentioned you can buy those paper post slots on premium boards right through their dashboard, too. More options.
Good to know. What about proof? Do they have testimonials, things like that?
They do feature some on the site.
Nope.
And a couple of themes pop out. Ease of use comes up a lot. People saying the platform is simple, saves them a ton of time.
That aligns with the time savings benefit.
Definitely. And customer support gets specific praise. They actually mentioned Bruce and his team being really helpful and quick to fix problems.
That personal touch is always good to hear about.
Yeah. And people also mentioned effectiveness, getting a steady stream of good candidates. One called it a reliable recruitment solution. So positive feedback on the experience and the results.
Okay. And they're also putting out content like blog posts, staying current.
Seems so. They had a few recent ones end of April, start of May.
What were the topics?
Let's see. May 1st was future-proofing your hiring strategy. April 30th, boosting candidate quality through integrated job distribution. And April 29th, how ATS integrations supercharge your job distribution strategy.
Okay, you can really see the themes connecting there.
Absolutely. Future-proofing, candidate quality, integration, distribution. It all ties back to their core message about using their tech and connectivity to improve hiring.
That future-proofing angle is interesting. Positioning themselves is helping companies stay ahead.
Right. Tying job distribution and that deep ATS connection to building a hiring process that's, you know, resilient and ready for whatever changes come next.
And the focus on quality candidates through integrated distribution.
Mm-hmm.
What's the link they're making?
It implies that when your distribution is smart, targeted, and smoothly connected to your ATS,
you get better applicants.
That seems to be the argument. Maybe because the targeting finds better suited people on those niche platforms and the smooth process provides a better candidate experience.
And the third post, hammering home the ATS integration again.
Yeah, really emphasizing that seamless workflow, how connecting the systems supercharges the whole strategy. It's about efficiency, reducing errors, making the whole pipeline work better from start to finish.
Okay, interesting. Let's circle back to cost quickly. They say affordable monthly base fee. We saw a $0 month placeholder too. What's the takeaway on pricing?
Well, the specifics aren't there, but the language suggests a subscription model for that core network jobs distribution.
Predictable costs for the main service.
Exactly, which is appealing for budgeting. That $0 month thing, hard to say. Maybe a free tier with limited features. Or just a prompt to contact them for a real quote based on your needs.
Could be.
But the main point seems to be, a base subscription gets you the wide network access, and then you can add on premium posts if needed.
Got it. And if listeners are interested, how do they follow up?
Pretty standard stuff on the website. There's a contact us form, a get started button, easy ways to reach out, ask questions, get a quote, presumably.
Okay, so let's wrap this up. If you had to boil down Distribute.io's network jobs value proposition, what is it?
It's about tackling the complexity and inefficiency of job posting. They offer automated distribution across a wide network over 75 aggregators.
Using algorithms to try and make it smart.
Right, using algorithms for optimization, aiming for qualified candidates, saving you the manual effort, all supposedly within a predictable monthly cost.
And for someone listening, thinking about their own hiring, what are the big potential wins here?
I'd say saving significant time, potentially reaching more relevant candidates you might otherwise miss, getting more predictable recruitment spending, and gaining data insights to actually improve your strategy over time.
Makes sense. Okay, so as we finish this deep dive, here's something to chew on. We see technology like this, these algorithms, reshaping job distribution now. How might this evolve further? How could these approaches continue to change how companies find talent, maybe in ways we haven't even thought of yet? What does that mean for your future hiring strategy? Definitely some food for thought there.
It is indeed.
Thanks for tuning in to The Deep Dive.